This is a KUNV Studios original program.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Hello to you. I'm Stan, the real estate man, and welcome to the Las Vegas Real Estate Room, where all roads lead to a home. Hello, 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 and welcome to the show. I'm Stan, the real estate man. I'm glad to have you here with us today to talk a little bit about real estate. First off, I'm with Vegas One Realty. I've been a realtor since 1988. My license number is 20828, and I can also be reached at 702-809-2949. I'm here today with loan officer, Ms. Rachel Nichols. Please say hello to the audience, Ms. Nichols.
Hello, everyone. Good morning.
Great. Before we get started today, Ms. Nichols, please tell everyone about your company, experience, license number, and contact information.
Sure thing. My name is, again, Rachel Nichols. I'm with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation. My license number is 1699997. A few more numbers than you, Stan.
Well, you've been all over the country. I just been to Barstow.
Okay. And my phone number is 702-551-9511. I have been a lender since 2018, specifically for mortgages, but I did, as I say, grow up in banking. So I started as a teller in 2001, worked my way up to branch management within a year, and kind of ran with it from there.
Oh, great, great. On today's show, we will talk about different types of real estate loans, how to get approved for such a loan, and also we will talk about buying and selling real estate. Ms. Nichols, you have a little information you want to give the audience. Please go ahead and start with that.
I was going to talk about making sure that your lender works in your future property taxes into your estimated payment when you're buying a new build. So typically, new builds are new. And so
that's why they new.
And so the area is not developed. And so the property taxes are based on dirt. Once the area is developed, then, of course, the property taxes go up, the value of the homes, everything. So you want to make sure that your lender anticipates that, because I've been seeing a few articles in recent weeks, and I've been getting a few phone calls from realtors who are saying they're getting calls from clients because the preferred lender or the builder's lender unfortunately did not predict those estimated taxes. And so their mortgages are going up $1,000 or, ridiculous.
That's a shocker.
I'm so shocked.
Oh, my God. That might be lawsuit territory. Let's hope not.
I hope not. But I'm hearing it more often than not. And we do have a lot of new build communities in Vegas. So I just want to make sure that is a question, top of mind if you're looking at those options.
So like she said, make sure you know the answer to those questions when you're buying a new build.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's very important. You don't want to have a $700 a month payment for a few months and all of a sudden it turns out to be $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a easy pill to swallow.
No. One of the articles I read, the young lady was saying that they told her she could spread it out or she could make just a one-time payment. But she was like, well, what if I want to sell it? And it had only been a year. She didn't have any equity. So
right.
It wasn't an option. She's like, I would move home with my parents. I would. Yeah.
So she was really in shock.
Yeah. Yeah,
I can imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk a little bit about FHA, VA, conventional, and other types of loans that you offer at your company. What do you see that's the most common loan that people are applying for?
I would say FHA.
FHA buyers are out there right now?
They are. They're the most common. You know, FHA is the most friendly, right, especially for first-time home buyers or people who need a second chance. And so if they've had what we call credit events, like bankruptcy or foreclosure, the waiting period for FHA is shorter than most other loans.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I was a VA person, I can make investments too, right? I could own a home and then I could use my certificate to buy an investment property also?
No, sir.
No, sir. You can't do that?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
VA only allows for primary residences. So how you get around that is you buy a home, you stay in it for at least 12 months, and then you can buy a second home and rent that one out and keep it in the VA. You don't have to refinance it or anything, but you are allowed to have two VA loans maximum at one time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to qualify for the payments. Is that correct?
Of course.
For both of them?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. And we can use rental income for the existing home. But one of those hacks, I guess is what they call them, you can buy a fourplex, live in one unit, rent out the other three, stay there for a year, and then buy another one. And so you're kind of setting yourself up for rental income or, you know, passive income or whatever you want to call it. But you can set yourself up that
way. Now, those types of units, what do you require for the down payment?
VA loans require zero down payment for a first time.
Even on the fourplex?
Correct. Yeah, as long as you live in it for 12 months, you're good.
Now, investors, can they do the same thing? Not the investor VA, just regular investors for the fourplex.
They need 5% down. So, but they have to live in the property. So technically, they're still primary residents or, you know, purchasers, but not investors. But technically, they're receiving rental income. So I guess, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So they'll stay in one unit and rent the other three out.
Mm-hmm. 12 months. That's it.
Now, for qualification purposes, do they have to show the rental incomes versus the payment that they're going to make on the property?
Yes. So kind of how we do that is when we order the appraisal, we can order something that's called a rent schedule. And what that does is it has the appraiser do an evaluation of the market, and they determine how much you can get in rent for those units. And so that comes back with the appraisal report, and then we use those numbers to make it work. Now, a way around that is if there are tenants in the property and they've been there, I believe it's 3 months at least, then we can use those if we can prove that that's how much has been paid over time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where investors or people, they just want to get their life started with an investment property.
Right. Absolutely.
And with 5% down, because it used to be 20% or 25%.
Yeah. It was not pretty. It was really hard to get a fourplex before last year.
Okay.
Yeah. So they made some adjustments, I want to say in July 2023.
You can reach Rachel at
702-551-9511.
And you can reach me at 702-809-2949.
Mm-hmm.
Now, FHA, conventional, and VA, they have maximum loan amounts. Are they holding steady or did they go up at all?
They stay the same. So they usually change at the beginning of the year.
So that's normally when they adjust them?
Yeah. January 1st is when the adjustments show up. So they announce them a few months before. And so you can actually go into contract based on those numbers as long as you close January 1st or after.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have those numbers, what they are?
I believe I do. Let me see here.
And while you are getting that information, let me ask you about FICO scores.
Okay.
Because there's different types of loan evaluations based on people's FICO scores.
There.
So give me some ranges that are good, bad, or ugly.
Well, 580 is the minimum score for FHA.
That's the lowest you can go?
That's the lowest.
Okay.
620 is the lowest for conventional. And VA is 580 as well. But of course, the higher, the better. You get better interest rates, you know, better terms, and you'll actually get a system approval. So just because those are the minimum does not mean it's an automatic qualification.
Okay.
Yeah. Those are just the bare minimum. So they look at the entire profile. So, for example, if you have $50,000 in the bank, right, you're less of a risk if you have a lower credit score.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's a few different things that are looked at, but risk is top of mind for underwriters when they're looking to give an approval.
Now, what do you recommend people do to increase their credit score?
There is something called Experian Boost. That is probably the easiest thing you could do. It's instant. It only impacts your Experian score, though. So don't expect it across all three bureaus. And then what it is it takes into account your payment history for your utilities. So if you pay your gas bill on time, your electric and all of that, it can increase your score. And when you're looking to do it, it'll connect it to your bank accounts or that's how they kind of trace when you make your payments and things like that. I don't know how exactly it all works, but I know you have to connect everything and then it all talks to each other. And then it gives you an estimate of how much your score will go up. So you can accept it, or, you know, if it's going down, like if you had a late payment, it'll tell you if it's worth it or not ahead of time.
Now, when people come to you to get pre-qualified, which we call pre-approval, mm-hmm. what types of documents do you need from folks to get this done?
Financials. So we're talking about pay stubs, tax returns, your W-2s, your bank statements, your retirement, your anything that has to do, your financials. I know I have one now that I'm working with that's Robinhood, you know, so they have funds saved there. And so that's what they're going to use to purchase their home. So, yeah, that's pretty much the most important part, because that's how we figure out what you can afford. We don't want to put you at risk for foreclosure or, you know, anything like that, because, of course, it puts the lender at risk, too, of losing a loan. So we and underwriters are very particular. So they find everything. They dig. You know, when they're looking, when you're looking to borrow hundreds of thousands of dollars.
So you guys become the FBI?
Yes. Everyone's involved. Everyone. The IRS, the Social Security Administration. They're going to check to make sure, number one, you're you, but number two, that the information you provide is valid. Don't think that just because you submit pay stubs, that's the end of it. They do third-party verification. So they will contact the employer or, you know, if it's adoption or foster care income or anything like that, they're going to do the digging. So I've received paperwork like in the beginning, earlier in my career. And I was like, oh, this is so obvious.
Right.
I didn't even put them through it. I was just like, I'm going to need the contact for the case manager. And they disappeared after that. So,
right.
Yeah. Just beware. We scrutinize everything.
So get all your papers gathered together. Put them in a box and keep track of them.
Mm-hmm.
The money that you have hidden under the bed,
mm-hmm.
put it in the bank.
That's right.
Because it has to be seasoned how long, Ms. Nichols?
2 months. 2 months.
Okay.
We don't want to see the deposit on the bank statement. So if you make the deposit, say, in March, and this is going to show on the April statement, we don't want April statement. We want May and June, and then we can get started.
Okay. So that money that you got tucked away in the shoebox, under the bed, in the peanut jar, hidden from your spouse somewhere in the garage, put it in the bank.
That's right.
So you can get a home this year, and you can reach Ms. Nichols at
702-551-9511.
And I can be reached at 702-809-2949.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get pre-approved with Miss Nichols, then it's my job to help you find a home.
That's when they get in the car, right?
That's when they get in the car. But I usually show homes in a tractor.
Okay.
With a, you know, I pull my clients around in the tractor with a bale of hay, you know, and we drink some cider and stuff like this,
oh,
you know.
My.
We have a good time looking at homes. I love showing homes, and I love helping people find the home that they need, that they dream about, and that they want.
Yes, yes. We closed a few deals, and yeah, it always sounds like a good time. I'm behind the desk on the laptop, and you're outside.
You're in the house, in your office looking out windows, and I'm driving around looking at scenery.
Yes.
Eating donuts. But I really do love my clients. I love what I do. I love helping people find a home,
mm-hmm.
you know. And Rachel and I, we make a great team, you
yes.
know. She makes sure you get a loan. She makes sure that you're ready to buy, you know. And if you got any problems with your loan qualification, she'll tell you what to do to improve your situation.
Yes.
So you are ready.
Yes.
You know, and once that takes place, then it's my job to help you find a home, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
And buying a home in Las Vegas is really, really a good thing because we have low property taxes. We have no personal income tax. We have no corporate income tax, no gross receipt tax, no franchise tax, no inventory tax, no tax on the issuance of corporate shares, no tax on the sale or transfer of shares, no sharing of information with the IRS, simple annual requirements, protection for directors and officers, no initial or minimum capital requirements, anonymity of owners, total privacy, business-friendly environment, high-value investments. So you notice I said a lot of no tax information. That's the benefit for you of buying a home in Las Vegas.
I want to live there.
Yeah, me too. I think I'll move to Las Vegas when I get a chance. By the way, did your team win the NCAA? Oh,
yeah, of course they did. Go Don!
Yeah, that was quite a game, UConn and Purdue.
It was. It really was.
I enjoy watching two big guys go at it for a change.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I really like that three-point shot, but I'm trying to get accustomed to
it. There you go. There you go.
I grew up in a time when it was shoulder to shoulder and bumping and grinding it out.
Real ball.
Yeah, and grinding it out in the low key.
Right.
Kareem and Wilt.
Oh, man.
I know I'm dating myself, but.
Me too. I was there with you. Showtime.
That was the day.
Yes,
that
it was.
That was the day. So what's the current interest rates right now for FHA and VA and conventional? How are we doing there?
So I'd like to focus on payment.
That's probably a better thing because you want to, you know, marry the payment and date the rate.
Exactly. The rates change. I can tell you this week alone, they have crept up. So rates come out first thing in the morning.
Every day.
Every day.
Okay.
But sometimes something will happen and it will cause the rate to change during the day. That has happened twice this week so far, and it drives me crazy.
The billionaires lost some money.
It's possible, but I know it's hurting me because when I get that email reprice for the worse, it's not a good feeling.
Right.
I get a sunken stomach. But I will say rates are in the sevens, mid sevens. Are the starting rate.
Okay.
But
you know, if you get a new home, folks, the builders have a lot of incentives for new homes.
They do.
And they have reduced rates, you know, buy downs and this sort of thing that help you out.
Yes. There's something called a forward commitment. It's a lender term, but if you kind of look into that, a lot of builders will do a forward commitment with a lender like me. And what that does is it buys the rate buys it down for a certain amount of time. And so they'll put up money in order to get that rate. Now, they can do a 90-day, 120-day. And so a lot of times you'll see these specials come out, do it now, do it now, do it now, because they're up against that clock. So I am familiar with that. I've heard, you know, I compete with them too.
Right.
So
yeah, I just had a email yesterday for like 4.99 or something like that.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in a new home, I have access to all the builder's information, all their incentives. You know, and Rachel can do the loan for you for these new homes.
Yeah, I've done several new builds where the builder still gives the credit. It was one situation where the lender, their lender, could not approve the loan, and we could, but they still honored the incentives because we could get it approved. So it just depends. But I would say something you want to do is take Stan with you when you go look at a new build, because you want your own representation, right?
Absolutely. And that's what we do.
Yeah. Yeah. So you don't want to walk in because the sales rep represents the builder. So your best interest is to have your own representation.
And as she said, it's my job to make sure you get a solid deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I attend any walkthroughs that the builder offer for you. I make sure that the home is constructed in a proper manner through these walkthroughs. I look for any errors, any problems. You know, it's my job to solve those problems for you and for the builder. Because
mm-hmm.
we work as a team.
That's right.
You know, they pay me to bring you to them. You, as my buyer, I want to make sure that you find the right home, especially a new home that fits your needs. Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure that you have all the information that you need to buy a new home or a resale home so you can make an informed decision on your purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, there was one thing we wanted to cover, and that was loan limits.
Right.
Okay.
Right. I'm glad you brought that up, because I totally forgot about it.
I know we're running out of time. I said, let me go ahead and jump in. So for Clark County, the loan limit for FHA is $498,257. Now, that's the loan limit, which means it's after the down payment. So it puts your purchase price at around $515,000 or so, if you put the bare minimum down. For conventional, the loan limit is $766,550. And that's also the limit for VA. So if it's a dollar above that, then it takes it into jumbo land.
Jumbo land.
Takes it into jumbo land.
That's luxury home land, folks.
Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Hey, so if you're interested in luxury, we have that for you, too.
Absolutely.
And like she said, she can get that done for you.
Yes.
What's the jumbo loan limit?
Ooh, my company, I believe we go up to $6 million, but we can probably broker out and find something else if it's, you know, higher than that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I work with other partners, so if I can't do it, I'm sure I can find someone who can.
You can find that broker in Florida that you found for that client that we had trouble with.
I'm working with him on one now, matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So how long does it take for you to get somebody qualified for a loan?
If they get me my papers, as I like to say, just get me my papers. I typically can get back to them with some numbers within 24 to 48 hours. And that's typically business hours. I try to have somewhat of a work-life balance. But if I get a call on a Friday night and they want to go shopping on Saturday, you know, afternoon or something, then I do my best to, you know, if I'm not out or whatever.
Right.
If
you're not out drinking.
It's dry April, Stan. It's dry April.
Oh, is it?
It's really, yeah.
Well, listen, folks, I got a little offering for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's $402,000, 3 to 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths. It's 1,480 square feet. This home's foyer flows into an open concept living space. The kitchen is highlighted by a center island, counter and cabinet space, and access to a patio. an adjacent casual dining nook and great room for entertaining and everyday living. The primary bedroom features a walk-in closet and a primary bath with a dual sink vanity and a private water closet. Secondary bedrooms feature closets and share a full bath. Additional highlights include a powder room and second floor laundry. If you're interested in this home and any other home, you can reach me at 702-809-2949. And like I said, Ms. Nichols can do the loan for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can reach her at
702-551-9511. And then, Stan, you have a website too, don't you?
You know, I keep forgetting about my little website, but I do. And you can go to my website. It's called newhomesafari.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can check out homes on my website, get a little information about real estate. And, you know, like I said, we'll be glad to help you find a new or resale home.
Right. That's right. I don't have a website, but I have Instagram, and it is Loans by Rachel Nicole. And that's my at. You tell I'm not social media savvy-ish, but it works.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to thank you for attending our, well, not attending, but I feel like you're here. I get this vibe that people are around me right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to thank you for listening to our show and listening to our previous shows. And you can always listen to our show the second Sunday of each month at 8:30 a.m., okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, again, thank you for listening. And, you know, the holidays are coming up, and you want to be in that home so you can have that barbecue.
Oh, the barbecue. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
Or play some pickleball. That's what we're getting ready to do. It's summertime.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be in a home.
All right.
Thank you, Rachel, for giving that loan information.
Thank you.
And we look forward to hearing from everybody.
Happy Sunday.
Thank you for listening to the Las Vegas Real Estate Room. I can be reached at 702-809-2949. Or you can go to my website, newhomesafari.com. And please remember, nothing comes to a sleeper but dreams.